The important thing is you're supporting KEXE, KBXE, member-supported radio that brings you great music, brings you conversations about art, we hear poetry, and we talk about things going on locally. Right now, we're going to hear more about FFA and an upcoming fundraiser. Tyler Curtis joins us in the studio. He's 16, goes to Grand Rapids High School and Itasca Community College. Tyler, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
So,
what's the acronym mean?
Well, actually, it used to mean Future Farmers of America, and they changed that a while back, and now it's just the National FFA Organization. They realized that not all FFA members are going to be farmers after they graduate and after they move out into the career field, so they changed that.
When did you start?
I came into the organization right as a freshman in high school. My brother was also in the organization, so I got interested that way, and that's what really brought me in.
So what do you do? What does it mean?
Well, there's a whole bunch of different things you can do. There's different events that you can participate in. There's leadership development events, and there is also career development events. There's over 32 different contests you can compete in, whether those are leadership or career development events. And there's also a whole bunch of different activities that you can participate in throughout the state and national levels.
So let's go back to when your brother influenced you, your older brother influenced you. What did you see that he was doing that kind of turned you on?
I guess when I was still in middle school, I was a really shy kid. I didn't talk to many people at all. And I saw him interacting with other people and really getting out there and meeting new people and making new friends and making connections with people out in the community. So
now when you look back, is it hard to believe you were shy?
Yeah, I will talk to pretty much anybody that I cross paths with, rather, if they want to or not. But it's actually really grown since then.
So what have you really been participating in?
I have participated in a numerous amount of different contests. I have been mainly for a career development event in the forestry competition. And also I've participated in the parliamentary procedure competition that we have.
So I don't know, what do you mean by a forestry event? What was it? Can you maybe explain that a little bit?
So that's just the cluster that it's in, and really it's just the learning and practicing of taking care of forest and knowing how to, like, there's 8 different practicums in the forestry competition. That's just what all it entails, and there's a whole bunch of different topics. Like there's ID, where you need to learn how to ID trees by like leaves, bark, twig, stuff like that, and like GPS, there's a written test, lumber scaling, log scaling, pretty much anything that you can think of that you would need to go into that field. That's pretty much what you're going to learn and be tested on as your knowledge.
So you think you could just go in that forestry class and start teaching the class right now at the college?
I wouldn't say that. I would say that I would have a very good base of knowledge for that. For instance, we have 2 freshmen over there at ICC that have went through Linder's, my advisor Sean Linder's forestry program. We have a couple classes over at the high school that you can take that are forestry based, and once they get up to the college, they have a very, very easy time, especially in this first semester here, with knowing all the basic knowledge that they need to know. So they don't have to relearn it. They already know it, and they can already apply it to the field.
Do you want to be a forester?
Personally, I don't really know. That's something that does spark my interest, but I don't really know what I quite want to do with my career yet.
That's
or do you
right.
want to be a parliamentary procedural person? I maybe need to take a class from you because I'm always confused by that.
Yeah, I really do like how it works, how everything fits together nicely. For a career, I would like to be in natural resources, and kind of maybe do like more equipment based. I would like to major actually, or minor in agricultural systems management. So that's like drones and equipment and stuff like that. That's where I would like to go.
Jeez, he's inspiring.
So one of the hot topics is the environment and, you know, global warming and stuff. As a young person, what are your thoughts on that? And do you think about that a lot?
Personally, I do believe it is up to my generation to combat these problems. I do recognize that they are problems. That's what a big deal of what FA is to build leadership, not only educate themselves in their possible careers that they want to go into, but also build people skills and leadership skills. So then when we get these problems in the future, we know how to combat them and take care of them as a group rather than trying to struggle with each other. So
we're talking to Tyler Curtis from Grand Rapids FFA. Men and women in FFA,
yeah.
Right?
Yep.
What's the breakdown, do you think, percentage-wise?
Well, back in the day, it used to be only men. From 1928 to 1969.
I mean, that's the only thing that was only allowed were men?
Yeah. Okay. And then 1969, women were allowed to go in the organization. And now I would reckon to say that there's more girls than guys now in the organization.
Cool. So.
Does that have anything to do with why you're involved?
No, I just like to be in it.
Sorry, that's personal. I shouldn't say that. No, you're here to tell us about the great Pumpkin Run that's coming up a week from Saturday. What's it all about?
Well, something that our alumni put up for the chapter. It is the Great Pumpkin Run out at the Cowhorn Crossing Farm on the 12th. Kind of want to give you guys a little background. There's three different kind of runs. There's a 5K off-road adventure at 11 a.m. That's when it will be starting. There's also a 5K off-road relay starting at 11:15 and a Little Jack 1K at noon. So that's for like little kids that can run a 1K. There's also free pumpkin decorating at 10:30 to noon within there. Registration begins at 10:30 a.m. out at Cowhorn Crossing Farm Pumpkin Patch at Grand Rapids.
Yeah, directions are hard, but they can certainly give us a call because I know exactly where you're at. Heidi knows exactly where you're at. They can call us at 800-662-5799. We'll give them directions. It'd take a little bit of while.
And it's a fundraiser for FFA?
Yes. It's a fundraiser for FFA chapter scholarships.
Nice.
Oh, great.
Are you a runner?
Yeah, I will probably be running.
In costume?
Not sure yet. I haven't really found my costume.
Okay. Well, Tyler, anytime you want to come in and talk about the things you're working on in FFA, we'd love to have you.
For sure.
You are a natural on the radio.
Thank you.
Call and pledge your support right now, 800-662-5799. You're listening to the Thursday Morning Show. We'll have some more poetry coming up for you next. Keep those phone calls coming.